mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Charles Arbuckle coming up right out of the break, first break this morning. And a little later, Griff will be with us. That's later in hour number three. No Gator Dave. He is on vacation. He is on some island chilling right now. No Gator Dave. I assume he'll be back next week. But that is the layout. That's the guesting for today. The F&M Bank Hotline, 615. 844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. And you can email the show anytime, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Probably got more emails and Twitter messages and et cetera on this particular story. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled Monday that will provide for incremental increase in how college athletes can be compensated and also opens the door for future legal challenges that could deal much more of a significant blow to the NCAA's current business model. Now, this is not really at all NIL related, name, image, likeness. It's related big picture, but it's not name, image, likeness. Judge Neil Gorsuch wrote the court's opinion, which upheld a district court judge's decision that the NCAA was violating antitrust law by placing limits on the education-related benefits that schools can provide to athletes. The decision allows schools to provide their athletes with unlimited compensation as long as it's in some way connected to their education. To keep harping, I guess, would be the best way to go about this morning. The college template that we're not suggesting that things don't change. Things change. I don't care where you're at, what business you're in, what part of life you're in. Things change. You learn that in elementary school. Things change. Change happens, whether you want it to or not, whether I want it to or not. Things happen. Change happens, and we're seeing it in college athletics right now. And it's moving fast, y'all. Now, maybe this Supreme Court particular item didn't move so fast. They typically don't. But overall, the climate of college athletics is rapidly moving. Not a new thought there from me. Just to reiterate, we are going into a vast new solar system of intercollegiate athletics. Whether I like it or not, I don't particularly like it. You've heard me mention that probably a million times here on the show. But that's where it's going. And it's going to be interesting. I mean, look, even when I don't like it, or don't necessarily agree with it, I do find it interesting when we're talking about college athletics, because as you know, that's where I love the college game. I love the high school game. I'm not much of a pro guy at all. I am not like the majority of the mainstream media where it's all about the pro game. I'm a college guy, and I love the high school game. That's always been, well, for the most part, since being in this business, that's always been my MO. I don't see that changing. No, I don't see that. There's nothing happening out there that will sway me to feel differently. Love the college game, love the high school game as well. Doesn't matter the level of competition per se for me now. I mean, I want to see some good ball, but it's not about it's got to be the highest level for me. It's the energy and the excitement and what I like to watch. That's why I choose the two that I choose there. But yeah, it's going to be interesting, y'all. It's fun to watch. I might not like it, but it's fun to watch. I'll give you that part of it. And if you want to talk more about it, I don't want to get too bogged down there because we've spent a lot of time on it. More name, image, likeness, and all that. But if you do want to get into it, I had a lot of people hit me up. Yeah, a lot of people hit me up, tweet me or email me about it. Hey, Bill, what about this? Bill, oh my God, Bill, what? Well, yeah. I'm reading what you're reading. I have not talked to anybody behind the scenes otherwise. Now, NCAA College World Series. Yeah, the College Baseball World Series has been fun to watch. Vandy boys go down. Bats, not so good. Played NC State. NC State had a freshman pitcher who was terrific. Jack Leiter was terrific. Gave up a home run. That's basically it. That was the difference in the ball game. NC State won nothing. So Vandy is up against it here. Vandy boys. Now they're capable of winning a couple here to get to the last series, but they're up against it. And like I told you through the season, I don't think this team has the bats that some previous superior Vandy teams did, and they don't. Now, that's not to take away from the NC State kid. I don't even know that kid, the freshman pitcher. I've never seen him, but he was wonderful. He was masterful against Vanderbilt. He was masterful going against Jack Leiter, who everybody knows who he is. And give them credit. Yeah, give the Wolfpack all the credit in the world. They deserve it. But I'm enjoying it. Yeah, I am absolutely loving the College World Series so far. Very, very fun to watch the College World Series and the games. Hope it never ends. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, talk about a tough loss. Leiter went 8 innings, gave up 4 hits, 1 walk, 15 Ks, threw 123 pitches, 82 for strikes, and got the loss. That's right. Got the loss 1-0. I had to go in the kitchen that inning when NC State hit the home run, the only run of the game. I had to go in the kitchen. And I wasn't going to turn the TV on in there. I was going to chop up some more brisket. Oh, man, we've got brisket coming out of our ears. We got 27 pounds. Even my family, with 9 people and then friends coming over, we still got brisket left over from Sunday. Usually, brisket doesn't make it to Tuesday. If I cook it on Sunday, it is lucky to last a Monday. Still got some. So I was making a kind of a brisket tortilla. Had some green peppers, some bell peppers, a few onions. Oh, extra spices I was going to put. Oh, had some, what else did I have? Some spinach. Anyway, so I was making a little wrap for dinner. It's a little morsel, little snack. I said, you know what, I'm going to leave this room. Something's going to happen. And it was, I don't remember, when did they score? 4th, 5th inning, whatever it was, NC State. Go in there, make my wrap, get it ready. I'm going to eat it a little bit later. Just got it on a plate there. A little something for later. And I come back in, and nobody's on base, and there's two outs, and the count's like 1-2. And I said, okay, letter's good. And then I looked and saw the scoreboard, 1-0. Home run NC State. I thought, you know what? That serves me right. I walk right out of the room, and I miss the action. If you think about it, the only action of the game. First play of the game. Maybe it might have been that one of the first pitches of the game. Enrique Bradfield's up to bat. He bunts a beautiful, and he's a lefty now, bunt down the third baseline. Third baseman, and you're talking about the best runner in college baseball, freshman Enrique Bradfield. Third baseman runs down the line, fields it on the run, and guns down Bradfield. Look like, if you go back far enough, and I tweeted this, look like a early 1970s Brooks Robinson play for what, the Baltimore Orioles. By the way, I got to interview Brooks Robinson. He came in for a book signing. Now, this is many years ago. I mean, many, 30-something years ago. Over at one of the hotels. Omni wasn't around then, but over by the airport somewhere. I don't remember which hotel. And I got to interview him. Could not have been a nicer dude. One of the great third basemen, certainly defensively of all time. That's when I actually liked Major League Baseball. But yeah, that was a heck of a play immediately in that ball game, and NC State making a statement. Got to remember, just to repeat, NC State, which really hadn't done anything in sports, period. Well, mainstream sports. I don't know about all the others, but mainstream sports since 1983. Jimmy V, national championship basketball. They lost their first NCAA tournament game to Arkansas 21-1 or something. Johnny Vegas, Bill, how long till NIL in high school sports? I don't think. I mean, who's paying for it? You already have people transferring left and right, but NIL in high school sports. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Allen in Tampa. Bill, how about some brisket grilled cheese? I've tried it. It's really good. That was Allen's invention. I haven't had any with this brisket, but I might. It sounds terrific. Yeah, I had a little wrap, little tortilla brisket. I added, when I stored it in the fridge, I had just a little, I mean like a drop of olive oil. I mean like a, not even a thimble. And then I'll just kind of wrap it all up. Let it soak. Maybe a little more. What have I been using on there? Oh, the freaking Greek. If you go to Rectech and order the freaking Greek, it almost goes on anything. Just a little bit of that goes a long way too, though. Got to be careful. Bucks coming up next. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning in Rutherford County. They're putting out a car fire. It's got traffic a little slow on the Interstate 24 westbound at the 93-mile marker. That's out there around the Beech Grove community. That section of Rutherford County on 24 westbound at the 93 on that car fire. Traffic's on the increase where you would expect this time of the morning. 24 coming through the Jolton area, passing White's Creek Pike. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. You can check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville. We'll be right back. Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Strike Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Strike Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Strike Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is...
it's pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email PhyllisKing7, that's number 7, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you, we'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com.
To know anything about college football, consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Charles Arbuckle joins us Tuesdays right here in this slot. And Buck, have you had the time to digest the Supreme Court NCAA ruling on Monday?
Hey, Bill, I've read 4 articles, and I'm still trying to dig into it. Because it's fascinating kind of where we're going to go with this, right? I mean, they basically just said, look, you guys have played the song and dance long enough in layman's terms, right? And now we want you to disclose how you're going to allow name, image, and likeness and all the other things, it's other facets that are brought into it. But what was interesting, it now allows, it kind of pulled back the curtain on the NCAA, which I think was the most fascinating piece for me, because they have been able to hide behind amateurism for a number of years. Now, the flip side to that is, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to just open the floodgates up, because I think they've almost stopped short of the line of making players employees. But how does the NCAA respond to try to do that? This is not going to be the last thing we hear of this, and that's what I think is important. So you read it each time. I don't know about you. Each time I've read this information, I find another little loophole that I can see happening, or another thing that can happen. And you have to make sure you put parameters around that if you're the governing body, which is the NCAA, but they don't seem to have much power, or as much power as they did before this ruling yesterday.
Every time I read it, I find new little tidbits, as you mentioned, and then I further get confused at the same time. I'm not sure what all that meant. I mean, I guess I do know what it meant, but I don't know what it means and how soon it means.
That's the part for me that still I think we have to digest, right? And there's people way smarter than me, so I try to look at what they're saying and what they talk about the ruling, and even some of their information seems to be okay. They're somewhat confused, but they know what this says. I think the other big thing too is that You know, I was talking to somebody the other day about name, image, and likeness. I know that people think, hey, everybody's going to get paid. Not necessarily. I'll just use an example. Just recently, if Johnny Manziel's on that team with Mike Evans, as good a player as Mike Evans is, who's going to make the most money out of that deal when they were in college? Probably Johnny Manziel, right?
Johnny Football.
Yeah. Yeah, so players are going to get paid, but I can remember seeing a whole bunch of number 8 jerseys at UCLA for Troy Aikman, and I saw some 81s, but I saw a whole lot of 8s. So if it was, I would have probably gotten a deal here or there, but nowhere near the deal that Troy would have gotten or Rodney Reed across the way at USC at the time when they were battling for Heisman Trophy, you know, place. So I just start, look, I try to equate it back to my day and time and understand, okay, how would this apply if I were, you know, if this was 86 to 90? That's kind of how I have to look at it too, but you know, I think this whole mantra of everybody's going to get paid, there'll be quite a few guys that can get some money and make some money and maybe have some things that they didn't have. But I still don't think everybody's going to get paid like the top player at those universities will. And I think that's the part you have to also start looking at. Strategically look at how this is going to affect universities and how it's going to come after, how that's going to look. And I think that's the other part, Bill. The state's opening up to name, image, and likeness. I think there's 7, and they're starting. Let's see how quickly that happens. And I think you and I'll be talking about that until the season. Because if that doesn't change, then that gives a competitive advantage to, i.e., Alabama, Auburn, and the state of Alabama, or Texas A&M and Texas. Those schools or those states now have to be on board. And I think that's the other part of this ruling that was always interesting to me. They're allowing the states to kind of play a little bit of a role, and I want to see how that happens and what that does for college recruiting.
Charles Arbuckle joins us. You're over there in ACC country geographically. Did you know NC State was such a good baseball club?
Man, I've known historically how good they are, but I didn't know this year how talented they were. I mean, I watched that game last night. I was locked in. And after that home run, I'm like, okay, well, you know, I know Vandy has some bats that can swing it. They got, you know, 12 home runs here, 15 home runs there. And NC State's pitching was nasty. I was like, whoa. I mean, that was a really good college baseball game, other than the fact that if you're a Vanderbilt fan, you couldn't generate any runs. But well, that was Al Leiter's son, right, that was dealing on the mound too, right? Eight innings, I think 125 pitches. I mean, he was dealing as well, just made one mistake. And kid, you know, jacks him out of the park. Got out of that. I tell you what I love. When it was bases loaded and they were able to work out of that one, whew. I mean, that game was, it wasn't the runs that you used to seeing, but it was such a good baseball game played by some kids that are, you're going to probably see some of those guys at the next level now with the way they can swing the bat, the way they can pitch and do some of the other things. But I did not know NC State was that good this year. I really did not.
Notre Dame pretty much dominated the ACC in baseball. They're not even in it now, but they dominated the regular season.
Yeah, that's right. And, I mean, I think there was a lot of discussion going into the World Series that Notre Dame was almost a lock, right, to get to Omaha in the sense of how they had played in the regular season. That just goes to show you, man, do you have enough arms? Do you have guys that are peaking at the right time defensively? And, you know, can you generate runs? I mean, I think we're seeing the best pitchers pitch now, right? We talked about Kumar, and then you see Al Leiter's son. The kid from North Carolina State was, what, 96, 97? I mean, it was some good stuff that was happening last night from a baseball perspective. And I think that's what I love about, you know, watching college sports in particular, you know, sports that I like to watch. Track and field just happened. The track and field championship happened last week, which was always good to watch as well. Now you have the Olympic trial. So I know football isn't taking place, but we got a few things now that are heating the sports scene up a little bit, though.
Georgia Dog on the Emerald Coast says, ask Buck what kind of matchup problems defenses will have when Georgia trots out 6'7", 260 Darnell Washington at tight end and 6'5", 250 Eric Gilbert kind of as a hybrid wide receiver tight end?
Yeah, I think what it does is if you look at those, I mean, you can look at the pros and see how it's affected teams. Like, just think of it in these terms, not in a DK Metcalf kind of way, but if Eric Gilbert matches up and becomes a big slot guy like that, and he can play, you know, finally find a home, because that's been his problem, just, you know, settling and being able to grow into it. If you have a guy like that, that can, you can do a lot of 12 personnel, but you have a matchup problem with a guy that's got athletic ability, and Washington, who's supposed to be pretty athletic as well, they can kind of do some things in the middle of the field. That forces you to bring people down, and a lot of times now, these hybrid safeties aren't as good as cover guys. They're good, but they're not quite as good, and that's where you have your matchups. Or if you try to match him up with a nickel cornerback, he's got a body. He can just turn around 10 yards, and he's going to be able to box somebody out. So it creates some things. If Georgia, here's the thing with Georgia, are they going to use their weapons the way they can and should? And I think that's been the biggest issue for me with Georgia the last few years, finding a way to be a team offensively that can generate some things. If now that they have, it looks like everybody in place, that could cause some problems. And I think we'll see how that looks early in the season for them. And I'm interested to watch them, really come out more offensively and challenge people there. So their defense can still fly around the ball like we know they will, but their offense can play a bigger role and maybe make some, put some pressure on some teams more so than they have sometimes in the recent past.
Buck, we were talking the other day. We are less than a month away from, for example, the SEC football media days.
How about that? Isn't it crazy? Well, it doesn't it feel like this, Bill? Every year when we see the championship game, right, we say, man, got a while to wait for football. And then all of a sudden we're looking at this time of the year right here where it just really starts to turn. And I can remember, it used to be you get all the magazines. Well, the magazines are hard to read now because there's so much change. And with the transport portal, you can look at those magazines, but by August or September, that could change again. But what's good is, usually the middle of July, you're starting to get these conference media days. You're starting to get more information from the conferences about scheduling. You're starting to get excited because football season is real close.
Buck, always a pleasure, sir. We'll see you next week.
Hey, man, thanks. Y'all have a good one.
There he is. Mr. Charles R. Buckle joins us every Tuesday. A wealth, a plethora of wisdom there. Love going back. You hear me do this all the time. Love going back to his playing days at UCLA, too, and then spent a lot of time in the pros after that. Husker Ron up in Ohio, big Nebraska fan. Bill, Omaha is doing quite well with the College World Series and the Olympic swim trials at the same time. Great city and a great state. Have you ever been there? Yes. We did the Omaha thing, I've told the audience several times, back in 07. We did the College World Series thing in 07 specifically, and Nebraska invited us up to tour the facilities, which we did. And it was a very, very good time. Went through all through the football facilities, the weight room, and the tunnel leading on to the field, the room where they have the Outland Trophy winners like Dean Steinkuhler and the Heisman winners and all that. Went through all that. Had a nice tour. I don't remember who the dude was who showed us around. Some guy in sports information. I think it was one of the football guys. One of the student assistants or something. I don't remember. But it was a good time. No. We had a good time. Omaha from Lincoln is not much. It's not that bad of a drive at all. It's flat, and you head on in there. But no, it was good. Now I've told the story. It's kind of funny. They're showing us the weight room, and they had this, the typical strength coach – and again, this is not to necessarily be negative, but you know, a screamer guy, and he maybe had, this was in June now for the College World Series. So we're in Lincoln, and they take us into the weight room. We're walking around, and the strength and conditioning screamer guy, I think, had one guy in there he was working at. And he started screaming at us for being in the weight room. So he got kicked out of the weight room. Kind of. We did. We got kicked out. And it was a Nebraska employee showing us around. But the strength and conditioning screamer guy got mad. And we got booted out of there. I remember Brian Benio when Bo Pelini got hired. And Bo was not the coach when we were there in 07. Matter of fact, Bo still had that year to go at LSU, where they were going to win the national championship. They remember 07 was a crazy year, and Bo was the defensive coordinator at LSU that year they won it. So he was not there yet. It was Bill Callahan, right? I believe, yeah. Which he destroyed. You talking about taking a grenade and dropping it on your own office. That was Bill Callahan. Oh, my God. But, yeah, we were walking around, and that was the only negative. His screamer guy got mad at whoever was showing us around, and we all got booted out. There was only a couple of us. It was me, Braden Gall, and Childers getting shown around the Nebraska facilities. Still was cool. Yeah, it was cool. So, yes, I've been there the one time. I can only give you the one time story. I've not been there otherwise, but I did enjoy it. Yeah, I did not realize. I was watching the broadcast last night, the NC State Vanderbilt baseball broadcast, and they were talking about the Olympic trials just being right across the street from where they're at TD Ameritrade. Yeah, cool time for that city, the city of Omaha, Nebraska. From the Strike and Spear Studios, the Tuesday edition, if you'd like to get in, 615-844-5600. That'd be the F&M Bank hotline. And we have quite a few things to talk about. Yeah, I read the Supreme Court story regarding the NCAA. Everybody's got a story. I read the ESPN account, the Yahoo account. I tried to read up as much as I can on it. And I don't know what more to add to it than what we've all read. I had several people hit me up. Paragon SC hit me up in New York. Says, Bill, the NCAA ruling today sets the stage for the next round of SCOTUS, for the SCOTUS Supreme Court, to review regarding player compensation. The NCAA is on the ropes. Looks like today's ruling, that was meaning Monday, will basically let the individual schools set their rules for NIL. There's the music. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase as expected here on I-40 coming past the airport here at Donaldson Pike. Behind it, you got all that traffic coming in from Mount Juliet. Wreck with the injuries tying up the intersection at Nolensville Pike and Antioch Pike. Avoid that area if you can for the next few minutes. It's trying to recover from that crash there at Hobson Pike at Hamilton Church Road. That wreck is in its clearing stages. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This July 4th at Lowe's, get $10 off 1 gallon cans or $40 off 5 gallon pails on select interior and exterior paints, stains, and coatings via Lowe's gift card rebate. And with everyday appliance savings, save up to $750 now on select major appliances. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Actual size 110 to 640 fluid ounces. Rebate not valid with other discounts. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details. Savings instant in select stores. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. Payment pricing valid through 6/30. In store, must ask cashier to apply coupon. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Can't be combined with additional discounts. Valid through 7/14.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kieran Murphy, and the season of Kyle Larson continues, nabbing his fourth win this season so far at Nashville Super Speedway over the weekend. Oh, man, up next, it's a doubleheader for the NASCAR Cup Series at Pocono. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We're doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/TheFinalLap every single weekday right here.
Home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
Just to remind you, no Gator Dave today. He's on vacation, so he is off. He is away on some island somewhere. Jamaica. Yeah, Jamaica. So if you're in Jamaica right now, do not like paparazzi Gator Dave. Leave him alone with his family. Let the man be. Let him enjoy Jamaica. We'll have him back next week. I saw where Brad posted under the category of good, sneaky type week one college football games. This is week one. Sometimes when we go through the spreads, we'll just say this is any week. This is not just week one. It could be week six or week eight or week two or whatever. But this is under the category of sneaky good week one college football games. And here's some of them. Little List Radio. Yeah. On Tuesday, we further break the rule of List Radio. You ready? West Virginia and Maryland. Well, that one have a chance against sneaky. This list is not meant to blow you away. West Virginia, Maryland. Sparty and Coach Fitz up on the lake. Boy, I have a tough time thinking Sparty. Sparty's got a lot to prove. I've watched a lot of really bad Sparty football last couple of years. Not a good look. Stanford and Kansas State is on this list. Texas Tech, Houston. Hoagie in there. Yeah, Hoagie. Yeah, Hoagie. I would say Hoagie better show something this year. Oregon State and Purdue. Army at Georgia State. Now, this is week one sneaky good games. Potentially. Marshall at Navy. Coach Ken. The Cuse at the Ohio Bobcats. That would be Coach Solich. UTSA at Illinois. Also on this list. Sneaky good week one college football games. No. Don't send me a message and say, Bill, don't put that list out there. That's not Clemson, Georgia. The list is not meant to be Clemson, Georgia. It's not meant to be, hey, you might want to watch one of these other than Clemson, Georgia. That's not the category. Don't send me that message. Don't do it. Don't you dare do that. Sneaky good. Not bad in there. Now, if I go by that list, let me pick out which game in there gives me the most juice. Just for me now. Yeah, you could totally obviously pick somebody else in that group. I'm going to go West by God at Maryland. That was the first matchup on the list. West by God, Virginia at Maryland. I'm going to put that one in the one slot of the sneaky good ones. Two teams that I'm intrigued by. Two teams that don't necessarily get where I need them to get, but I still enjoy them. Jordan up there in West Lafayette. Purdue got just got his boiler up degree. Says Bill, the Oregon State game for Purdue is a must-win game for Brom and the Boilers. Under the lights at Ross Aid with a packed house. Gotta have it. Good point by Jordan. I was going to mention, I don't know, I mentioned Hoagie in there, and that's going to be not only an important game, but I think this year at Houston is very important for Hoagie. Some of you like Hoagie. Brant's not a big fan of Hoagie. I like him. Hey, we went over there and did the show from West by God and sat there and hung out with Hoagie. Hoagie's a nice guy, man. I mean, I don't know if he's a nice guy all the time, but I enjoyed it. Me and Randy Cross sat there and chit-chatted with him for hours. Did it from the football stadium. I guess where the Rich Boosters area is where we did it, and they brought players to us and everything. It's pretty fun, actually. Had a good time. But, yeah, I don't know if I would put Coach Brom in the category where Hoagie is as far as must win, and this is the parameter, and you better get this done and that done. But, yeah, I think this needs to be a good, solid year for Purdue. I'm with Jordan on that one. Don't need another underachieving year. Let's put it that way for Purdue. And we always know that when you've got Coach Brom, you've got an offense that's very scary at times to defend. And that needs to be on display this year for Boiler Up, for sure. Gator Dave on the road. He will not be with us today. A little later, Griff will check in. That's later in hour number three. I don't know if Griff is traveling. I know the last time, a couple of weeks ago when we talked to him, he'd been out in Cali interviewing folks about the quarterback. The quarterback, Mr. Daniels at Georgia. He was interviewing Southern Cal coaches, folks out there, quarterback gurus and all that. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Hope you're having a good one. Tuesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase as expected here on I-40 coming past the airport here at Donaldson Pike. Behind it, you got all that traffic coming in from Mount Juliet. Wreck with the injuries tying up the intersection at Nolensville Pike at Antioch Pike. Avoid that area if you can for the next few minutes. It's trying to recover from that crash there at Hobson Pike at Hamilton Church Road. That wreck is in its clearing stages. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. This Action Update is brought to you by Keeps. Tired of losing your hair? Get 50% off for your first order at Keeps.com/VSIN. Keeps.com/VSIN.
Tonight, Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. The Clippers at the Suns. Phoenix is a six-point home favorite. The over-under 224. Suns lead the series one game to none. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow with the Bucks, a seven-point favorite at home over the Hawks. The Stanley Cup semifinal series tied 2-2 between the Canadiens and the Golden Knights. Game 5 tonight. Vegas minus 240 on the money line. Montreal at plus 200. The over-under 5. Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder 3 will go down in Las Vegas on July 24th. Opening odds have Fury the favorite at minus 300. Wilder plus 235. This is the first time in the trilogy that Fury is favored to win. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning, mostly sunny. Highs today around 78. For tonight, mostly clear. Lows near 57. For Wednesday, sunshine. Highs near 83. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Low 64. Sunshine for Thursday. Highs near 89. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky. Sports Radio
Get into the Bill King Show.
Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought. All right, dude, here's a couple of phones in 3, 2.
Call 615-844-5600.
Noah Kemp up in Chicago. Now, he was in Omaha, drove down there to check out some of the College World Series. He's back home now. Said, Bill, you mentioned Burt's team. That would be Illinois in there. How did they do in recruiting this year? I think they finished in the 70s in recruiting nationally. I'll have to go back and look, but I think I recall somewhere in the 70s. I don't think they got a lot done. Burt had it all set for his career. You're at Wisconsin. You're competing for Big Ten titles. Big offensive line mashing everybody, running backs running downhill on everybody. You've got the culture. You've got everything you need. And he went for the money grab. Now, nothing wrong with that. But he went for the Arkansas money grab. And he gets down there. Same blueprint, and it's a disaster. It does not apply. You cannot take that culture and say, I'm going to move it somewhere else. That culture is, well, I mean, you could do it in Iowa and a few places, but that culture's not for everybody, but it's perfect for Wisconsin. I deal. There's not a better blueprint for Wisconsin. And they're doing it that way now, too. But he had it all. And I don't know if he has any regrets. They paid him a lot of money. Paid him a lot of money to coach at Arkansas. Paid him a lot of money not to coach at Arkansas. He probably doesn't have any regrets, but to revive Illinois football, which has not really been an item for God knows when. I mean, well, my boy the Zucker, what year would that have been? About 08? 07, 08, right in there. That's really the last time. They beat Ohio State that one year. Got to the Rose Bowl that one year. Played Pete Carroll in the Rose Bowl that year. Jay Cutler's burner account, Bill. Will the Supreme Court legislate that Kirby has to win a natty? I don't think it will happen until the government forces it to. make it a SCOTUS law. That's a pretty good one. Jay Cutler's burner account. Perry Mason, good morning. I can call in for Gator Dave if needed. My Gator report is 44-28, and Dan is starting to take recruiting seriously. Could be a problem for the SEC. Have a G-word day. So Perry Mason just checked in. In lieu of Gator Dave not being able to join us because he's in Jamaica. No, they have phones. He's just, you know, he's vacation. He's chilling. He said, there's my report. 44-28. That's what I have for you, Bill. Pretty good report. Next few years are going to be interesting in so many ways. We can pick out what league. Is anybody prepared to stand up on the beach to Clemson in the ACC? Clemson is walking down the beach. All the other ACC teams are laying there on a towel. And Clemson walks up to them and kicks sand in their face, and nobody stands up to try and fight them. Clemson can just walk down the beach and bully anybody they want in that league, kicking, metaphorically speaking, sand in their face, and they just lay there and whimper. That's Clemson. Is there a team that will actually get up on 2 feet and say, I'm ready to fight you? I'm not scared of you. North Carolina, maybe. By the way, I saw a picture of a guy that, heck, I probably first saw him when he was 9 or 10. He's probably about 5'10 then, Fisher Anderson. He was on his official visit to North Carolina. He's from here, Franklin. He's 6'7", 290 probably, and he's not even trying size-wise. He'll be a 6'7", 6'8", 330-pound college and then potentially pro. Will probably be a right tackle in the pros. Offensive lineman. Yeah, he's probably 5'10", 180 when he was 10. Something like that. You knew he would be a monster. His dad's 6'8". His dad played basketball for Air Force. His mom's probably about 6'2". Yeah, he's a big old boy. And you knew just walking, getting off the bus, let's say, you knew this guy would be recruited. Tell you the other thing he did is, in his younger years, he played lots of basketball, took tons of footwork basketball lessons, which is fantastic as it applies to a big man playing on the offensive line, let's say. I mean, just many years of footwork and lessons. I used to see him in the gym all the time, working as a post player. And there was thinking that, man, if he gets to 6'10", maybe he'll be a post player. Maybe he'll play basketball. But no, his future is football, the oblong spheroid. There's a picture of him and Mac Brown. I think it's in Mac's office, and I think he's holding, it might be a Texas, again, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Texas National Championship type trophy or something from when Mac was there and they won it in 2005. Oh, yeah, he's getting lots of offers. He's getting lots and lots of offers. Tell you what, if Jeff can hold, We're clear. No day-to-day top of next hour, so if Jeff in Chicago can hang tight, we'll get to him right out of the break. And hour number two. Griff with us a little later, hour number three on this Tuesday edition. Omni, Nashville Hotel.